Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 31st, 2025, and executive session minutes for March 24th and March 31st, both of 2025.
It's on the back, this one.
Gotcha.
Does have any questions?
I have none. I reviewed and see no issues.
I do not.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 31st, 2025, and executive session minutes for March 24th and March 31st, 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down our agenda, we have the road vacation of a segment of Hillside Drive. This is file number 25-002, Roden Bridge. There has been a petition presented, and this will be conducted in a public hearing setting. We will start off with the petitioner to provide any evidence that they have or reasons for the vacate. And then we will listen to any opposition of this case, and then the commission will leave the public hearing and go to a vote. So at this time, the public hearing will be called to order, and I would ask if the petitioner is here at this time.
Yes, he is.
He is? Okay. And then before we start with the petitioner, would somebody mind reading into the record a copy of the petition that has been put in front of us? Do you have a copy of that, Mr. Elliott, with you? I'm sorry.
I don't have a hard copy.
Okay.
Do you need just the...
Please, if you wouldn't mind bringing that forward. Thank you. What we have in front of us is a notice of application for vacation of a segment of Hillside Drive. Notice is hereby given that an application to vacate a segment of Hillside Drive may be made and heard at the April term of the Taney County Commission on April 7th, 2025 at the Taney County Commission hearing room on the first floor of the Taney County Courthouse in Forsyth, Missouri at 9 a.m. or as soon thereas the matter has may be heard, the segment of Hillside Drive proposed to be vacated is attached and described in the exhibits to this notice. Commissioner Williams, you are so good at reading these. Would you mind? There's too many.
So do you want the entire? Okay. Petition to vacate a segment of Hillside Drive pursuant to Section 71.270 RSMO. Comes now Petitioner Boyd Heller and Associates, LLC, and pursuant to Section 71.270 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, petitions of the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri, for its order and judgment vacating a portion of land currently platted as a portion of Hillside Drive, Forsyth, Missouri, that runs through petitioner's lands, and in support states as follows. 1. The portions of Hillside Drive that runs through petitioner's property and the petitioner once vacated is fully described in Exhibit A, B, and C attached hereto and incorporated herein as if fully set forth. 2. The request to vacate and enclose that portion of Hillside Drive described in Exhibit A, B, and C is made by petitioner who owns the property on both sides of that section of Hillside Drive for which petitioner seeks vacation. The platted area dedicated to the public for road purposes is attached hereto in the exhibits and is incorporated herein by reference as if set forth in its entirety. 4. The road is of no use to the public for road purposes, and there is only one party who can currently use the area to access their property, and said party already has superior access, including ingress and egress from their property on another road. This party that already has superior access also may legally access their lots from the south by way of that portion of Hillside Drive that petitioner does not seek to vacate. And this one party is the only party who would possibly ever use this portion of the platted area. This portion of Hillside Drive is not necessary for any property owner to have ingress and egress to their property. Excuse me, that was number six. Seven, utility providers in the area are being notified of the proposed vacation and will have all been provided adequate notice prior to the hearing. Eight, notices of the hearing on this road vacation petition were posted in five public places in Taney County, Missouri to comply with the notice requirements of Section 72.270 RSMO. Wherefore, petitioner prays that this Honorable Board of County Commissioners consider the facts alleged herein and take appropriate actions as follows. Taney County Commission enters judgment and order. A, finding that all statutory conditions have been met for this road vacation, and B, ordering that portion of Hillside Drive described in the exhibits hereto vacated, and C, ordering the execution of an amended plat reflecting said road changes, and D, ordering that the order and judgment be recorded in the office of the Taney County Recorder of Deeds. Respectfully submitted, Robert Paulson. Signed, Robert Paulson. Robert R. Paulson, the second attorney for petitioner.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
All right. At this time, if the petitioner wouldn't mind stepping forward, or representative thereof. You may have a seat there, and those microphones are there, and I'll give you your petition back here. We had it in email form. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and address, sir?
Mark Boyd.
Good.
185 Hedge Pet Lane.
Good. And then you have presented this petition this morning. There were some statutorial guidelines that you must follow.
Yes.
to meet all of. So we'll kind of go through those, and there was a few that we were needing verification of, that you had proof of the postings of your five locations and date stamps or pictures thereof, reasoning where you did those. Can you provide that to the commission?
What? One of them. I didn't know I had to take pictures.
Mr. Paulson put the others out.
Did he provide you proof of when or?
No, I never received anything.
Oh, what he dropped us off two, one to post there.
And our property, and then that was it.
And then he had posted the others.
Okay.
And I can't remember the places he told me he posted them at.
Okay, because that's part of the statutorial requirements that we have in front of us, the reason we're doing this.
Right.
So we do need evidence that Mr. Elliott, which is our counsel, that's something that we desired this morning. I mean, to move forward, I feel that...
Yeah, you either have to have proof of publication in a newspaper or written or printed notices in five public places in the county at least 15 days before the term of the commission where it's
yeah.
That.
Well, I know that was done, but I just don't have pictures of where he posted it.
Do you have receipt or proof with you this morning?
Just Mr. Paulson put that it had been posted in 15 places in our paper.
That's all I have.
I have a picture in my phone of where it's posted at our property.
Okay. And I ask this question because this is very important. If you stick around this morning, you'll see how important this is. I want you to know that.
Yeah, I mean, someone else can speak to it. I don't know if Mr. Paulson...
He's in court right now.
I think I heard him tell you guys he had a jury trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whoever did it can obviously speak to the commission about proof of it. You know.
Right.
Normally, if someone's not able to be here, an affidavit can stand in lieu of someone coming before the commission and speaking to it, or an affidavit of it being published in the newspaper, or the person who did it, or, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to satisfy that requirement.
Right.
But you have to have...
Right, and we don't have any of those this morning in front of us.
You don't have an affidavit? Picture the one posted by our property.
Well, that's a one, but the notification five, if
and,
it's
and,
that.
And they stopped and took pictures of it, okay. The other party involved.
Yes, but you're the petitioner
yeah.
asking for this.
So, In other words, we can't get anything done without that.
We have the hearing. That's just one thing that we either need to see.
You're just going to have verification of that.
Contingent to Dr. Paul.
Yeah, so yeah. It may be contingent upon review of that or something along those lines. Meaning, okay. Mr. Elliott.
Yeah, so for example, if you get an affidavit and it shows that the posting was satisfied, I mean, for example, I'm not saying the commission will do this,
right. But
the commission, if all of the requirements are satisfied, and an affidavit comes in later this morning that establishes that, and that's satisfactory to the commission could potentially, you know, grant the order to vacate, or, you know, depending upon what else happens during this hearing, it may be a moot point.
Yeah.
So it okay. depends.
Okay.
The reason it's been brought up this morning is, so if you notice, the next on the agenda is portion of Buchanan Road. That's one that the commission is doing.
Oh.
That's one that we are petitioning
that
for.
That we're petitioning for ourselves to clean up some stuff. It didn't get posted. Therefore, we won't be doing it today. That's why it was being brought up. Just so it is an important, as Commissioner Plummer was trying to state.
Right.
Right. I got you.
It is important.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why we just want to make sure that.
It's not a problem with Pops here.
Okay. What supporting evidence do you have or notes that Mr. Paulson, I know he left you with notes.
Yeah, he just left me the notes. Yeah, he said what he gave me. That's just different points on it. And you can read his writing.
Kind of.
Kind of. I know.
And we did receive an email from the sewer district this morning, mm-hmm. about 10 minutes before we came down.
That's what Bob told us, too. Because I had contacted them. Can you understand?
Yep. He's got to read it at different angles to figure it out.
Right.
I see that.
And then
Ms. Kim, can you pull up the arrows there as we move forward?
And remind me, Ms. Boyd, what was your name, your first name?
My first name is Catherine, or they call me Kathy.
Kathy Boyd?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Go ahead.
Put in Hillside Drive.
Yeah, you can click on just the top one, and then we'll go to the map and then have you zoom in.
With this exhibit?
We're just trying to put it up on the screen for that, and then drag your screen from the top down. I'm sorry, the other way, top down. There you go, right there. Nope. Yeah. I guess that's an old map, so you're going to have to keep... Go on, I guess.
Keep going.
That is a...
Yeah, there you go. I knew he was at the end of the road.
Yeah,
there
we go. Keep further down we are.
And then bring it to the right.
Yeah, right there.
No, the other way. Other way. There you go.
Right there.
So the segment in question this morning, it will be in the very center of the screen above the gravel lot there, the grass area on the back side.
Grassy
knoll.
Yeah. Okay. And then, Ms. Kim, where your cursor's at, can you just click on that? Yes? Just click there. And that's Mr. and Mrs. Boyd right there as well. And then click to the parcel to the left as well. Sorry, yeah, the other side, yeah. Well, that's the... Yep, click there.